Listen, guys. Integrity is crucial. Integrity is one of the strongest things that provides security. Anybody you can't trust, you feel unsafe with them. Am I correct? Anybody you can't trust. Integrity is crucial. I told you all a woman's need is tied to security. She needs a person that has integrity. Integrity means you keep your word. If you say you're going to do something, you say, if those of you that are single here, that's why you can't have three or four women you are deceiving at the same time. You are setting yourself up for failure. Integrity. What you say should be what you do. You should stand by your words. And those of you that are married, if you said, I do, then you better be doing. If you said you will leave all others and cleave to her, then that is your word you have given. Integrity is important. Don't ever think. And let me tell you, as a man, that will be your first inclination. Somewhere in your head, you will think you are smart enough to deceive your wife. Let me just help you before you put yourself in big trouble. You can never deceive your wife. She's a more sophisticated piece of equipment than you. Way more sophisticated. There is no day a man is going to stand with a woman in terms of things like that. She's a sophisticated piece of equipment. You were made analog. How many of you were alive in the days of that phone that you do? That's what you are compared to a smartphone. You are plain old analog, man. A woman will even know you are lying without even any evidence. She has something called intuition that you don't have. That's why to deceive a man, you just need to get your logical facts right. You can deceive any man if you have facts. Because men are logical. Once they can see, it adds up now. 1 + 1 = 2. It's easy now. So deceive a woman. Facts can line up. She will just know you're lying. She doesn't even know how she knows. So she has arrived at the answer. She's just looking for the working. Some of you already know what I'm talking about. She just knows. Because she has the gift of intuition. You don't have. A woman can multitask. You can't. So if your attention is somewhere else, she can tell. See, if a woman wants to cheat here, women are great. I'm telling you, no need to compete. They will mess you up any day. If a woman wants to cheat here, her spiritual life and church involvement will still be going smoothly. Her family life will be going smoothly. Her career will be going smoothly. And her cheating is going smoothly. Because she can compartmentalize. She can handle many things. If a man is cheating here, he will first not be regular in church. He will drop off from his activity in church. He can't carry the two together. At work, you notice that he's not concentrating. He's trying to leave earlier than normal, come later than normal. His movement is somehow. You can tell. Where did they go? He said, they come. Where did they go? You are that slow. Then, thirdly, family life. They know it's not going well. Because he can't maintain the attention. So, he used to talk to his wife every day before, call every day. He can't because he's calling somebody. He can't keep the two going. Then, he's not having sex with her as much as he used to. Because he's having sex somewhere else. You can't be. Are you an engine? You can't satisfy all of them together. So your family life is dropping. Your sex in family life. You're more irritable with your wife. Because, but a woman's own. She can love her boyfriend and still love you very well. She's gifted that way. Highly sophisticated piece of equipment. To be competing is a waste of time. That's why if women determine to bring you down in this life, forget it. It's only God that can help you. There are too many heroes that have gone down. Samson used to kill a whole army. Samson would kill a whole village. Well, it didn't take many women. One. Put him on lap. Say, you are finished today. You die. One. Pew. Integrity. Can't mess up and get away. Integrity. You can't lie to that woman. Sooner or later, she will know. Sooner or later, she will know. She's built that way. She can know when something's not right. She might not tell you. But she knows. Keep your word before you get embarrassed. Because you are made to be a superhero, one of the things men hate the most is to look at their wife in their face and agree they have failed. It's one of the worst things you don't like because you are made to be a superhero. In fact, some men would rather leave that marriage than to stay there when they have been caught because they can't deal with the shame of looking at that woman every day and knowing that they have failed. So the best way is to have integrity from now. Should we know? Keep your word. If you are single and you are dating somebody, let that be the only person you are dating. Let everything be clear. And if you know you want to marry her, tell her so. If you don't want to marry her, please don't commit. Because some men commit, I want to marry you. Then she and that guy says, hey, see on that one. Then he goes, hey, see on that. No. That's a setup for you. You're going to kill yourself that way. The truth is that there's no day you are going to, or let me say, there's no way you will still see other people that you like. Till you die. Solomon tried it. Saw fat girl, I never date fat girl before. Come. Saw slim girl, oh, this one's slim. There are many advantages, come. Saw yellow ones, oh, she's complexion, come. Saw black ones, say Menaline, hey, see a black, come. 1,000. Because he thought there was something that was going to satisfy him. There's no such thing. Contentment is the way to go. You are not going to see, there's no one day. You see, I've met many, many men that are in their, almost in their 40s, 37, 38, that have not married. And they don't know their problem is that they are looking for one person that will meet all their needs. I don't know if you have friends like that. They have jobs, so it's not money that's a problem. They have work. They're 38, 39, 40. They're not married. They're looking for one perfect angel that will have everything. No, there's no woman being like that. Integrity. And integrity is not only how you appear to be. It's also who you are when there's even nobody watching. Most men always think they can swing it. If I have skill, if I increase my carefulness, there's no amount of carefulness. Because even as a human being, we're not created to deceive. No amount of carefulness will make you not to be caught. And a woman likes it when you say the truth. When you, most times as men, we try to cover it. We believe they can't handle it. Look, truly they can't handle it, but they still prefer. Because lying attacks their most important need. What's a woman's most important need? Security. Lying breaks the most important thing they are trying to preserve. Lying breaks it. So it's better you even say the truth and go through a healing process of her dealing with the truth than that you are lying. That one is the worst. Because lying tugs at the exact thing they're trying to deal with. Even though they tell you, I can handle it. Yes, they won't be able to handle it. That's the truth. But it's still better to tell the truth. Because then healing can come. But if you are lying, lying tugs at the most important thing a woman wants. Which is security. So don't ever feel you can get away with it. It's going to destroy your home. It's going to destroy your person. Integrity. It's not just about who you are in her presence. It's about who you are when nobody is watching. It's about who you are when nobody is watching. Integrity. Don't lie to that woman. I know it's hard. Men are not very vocal. Men are not naturally open. So trust me, I understand that. But trust me, you cannot get away with lying. It's just too dangerous. And as a man, especially if you're a married man, you need to understand that you are a target for a lot of these girls out there today. There are many desperate women out there today that... too many stories, guys. From Bible to real life. From Bible to real life. You need to understand how fast a woman can destroy you and how fast a woman can build your life when you are behaving well. Watch out for those girls out there. How many of you have seen? Have you seen how freely people sell sexual charms today on the internet? Oh, you don't know? Some people don't know. Just if you're online, you don't know. Oh, online now, there are a lot of people selling charms that women can use to trap men. They call it sweeteners, tighteners, all those things, beads. There are many beads like that the woman wear on her waist. If she sleeps with you, you're confused. Different, they are selling it. There are too many desperate women out there today. So you are putting your whole family at risk by thinking you can do this thing smoothly and get away with it. You'll never get away with it. That I can tell you. Integrity. Part of how you can help yourself. And I've taught men this many, many times. And some of them are slow to react. Please, I want to beg you, if you have paid money to come for this kind of meeting, you need to be able to put what we're saying into practice to get the best out of it. All right? There can't be intimacy without transparency. All right? No intimacy without transparency. No intimacy without what? Transparency. Can we say that together? No intimacy without transparency. It's a Bible principle. In Genesis chapter 2, he said they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not what? Ashamed. Intimacy is into me, you see. It's like being able to see inside the person. So there's no way I can see you if you don't make yourself vulnerable and open. Am I correct? So we really cannot have intimacy without transparency. And men are not naturally open beings. We like to stay on our own, cover things up. But you must learn to be open because that's where integrity will come from. She needs to know what you're thinking and who you are and what you're going through. There can't be intimacy without transparency. Intimacy and transparency go together. And so you can't really have integrity in your own heart alone. You must be open and vulnerable and accountable and open for us to be able to tell that you have integrity. Let me give an example. In my estate, one of our tennis coaches died. And they wanted to raise money to give his family. And, you know, they paid into somebody's account, you know, to raise the money. And she gave a detailed breakdown of who and who has paid. She didn't write the amount people paid, but she wrote everybody's name that paid, sent it to the group, sent receipts of some things they did for the boy, like mortuary and all. She sent the receipts. You see, that's how integrity works. She didn't have to. But you see, her putting it up has generally increased our trust. I didn't check the details, but her putting it up shows that her integrity is not just in her heart. She needs to bring it for people to see. Somebody gets what I'm saying? It's like somebody giving you money to go and buy something and you don't give a report of the change. You just keep the change. It's not a crime, but you see, if you learn how to deal with people, because people can think all kinds of things. It's the day something happens, they will start remembering that you never bring change, you never bring receipt. So you come up front, whether they ask you or not. Always bring receipt to show this is what we spent, this is what we spent. Give a detailed... So transparency is important in integrity. Transparency is important. Integrity. Somebody gives you money to transfer. Show them that the screenshot that it has been paid. They might not ask you, but it's important you show. Have a lifestyle of integrity. It's very important. Or else people are just funny. People have a way of thinking. You know, especially people that are thieves. All thieves think every other person is a thief. That's how they are wired. All thieves think like that. So you must come clean. For men, I've told if a married person standard, you need to clone your phones with your wife. I've taught this over and over again. It will give you peace of mind. Now, some of your wives might not need it, they might not want it, but it's good for you because that transparency will save your life. Transparency will save your life. your issue is that you don't even know how great you are and how great you can be. If you are going to last, if you're a small person, you still have issues, but it's not be, but if you are going to be great and if you are going to last, whether it's in career or in business or in entertainment or wherever you function, if you are going to be great and last, you must deal with this issue. If not, Satan will cheaply sweep you down or cut you down. You can see presidents. You know what it is to be a president of the United States of America? You're literally like the president of the world. Woman can cut you down. At will. If you don't give yourself that transparency that brings integrity. Why is Nigeria struggling? We don't have transparency. If we have it, you can't steal money. We're struggling because nobody has transparency. So the person that they give money to go and do something, you just eat the whole money. Standard as a guy, please. I've taught you this over and over. If you're a guy that attends this church, clone your phone with your wife. It will save you temptation. See, you can't decide or choose what you would do in the face of temptation. What you can decide is for you not to enter temptation. Somebody gets what I'm saying? You can never decide what you will do in temptation. When temptation comes, you don't remember anything. Has anybody here really been tempted before? In real temptation, do you remember any scripture? I've never remembered scripture, even me as a pastor. And I've been preaching for over 20-some years. I've never remembered scripture in temptation. I've never remembered one scripture in temptation. As if somebody annoy you, push you, you want to slap him back. You don't remember Matthew 6, 30, that, if they slap you, do you remember anything like that? What you can choose is to make decisions before the temptation. If you're a married person, or you're in a committed relationship that will lead to marriage, close your phones, let your wife see every transaction, anything you're doing, to save you. Even as a pastor, sir, if you know messages I get, these guys are desperate, though. These guys out there, they're desperate, though. They don't play with you. If you see messages I still get as a pastor, so I'm wondering if me that I'm clearly a pastor, I still get such messages from women. So people like you that are not pastors, I can imagine the kind of temptation you face. And you want to decide when you are seeing the babe, her cleavage is open, and she's chewing gum, anything you want. That's when you want to decide if you would sleep with her or not. That's when you want to make that decision. Many people won't come out right. It's too late by that time. It's too late. And in case you have not noticed as a man, your sexual urge is designed in a way that it cuts off air to your brain. you have not discovered. I can tell you for free. The way your sexual organ is that once... because it's blood that makes... you get an erection. It's all the blood in your brain that is going there. It cuts off any reasonable thinking. At that time, you don't think of your future. At that time, you don't think of your future. At that time. So you make those decisions before time. Cleaning my phone saved me from a lot of temptations. I get girls that send me all kinds of messages. I'm serious. One girl, I can tell you now, you are guys. But it's recorded. It's going to be, okay, I can tell you now, no problem. Message, should I say it? She's looking at me, okay. I get girls that say, they say, Pastor, I need help. I say, okay, how can I help you? He said, my nipple is not going down. It has been hard for some days now. Amaye! He said, Pastor, I need prayer. I said, what do you need? My nipple is not going down. It has been hard for 1 week now. And I'm rubbing cream. It's still not going down. So me, I'm pastor. If it's you, haven't you already started making arrangement to go and massage it? To go and massage it. But you see, her sending such a message made me laugh because my wife sees every of my chats. So I just like, only there's gist. Come on, go and check, go and check. There's hot gist. So it became a plaything among us. If it was before, I would need to be pleading the blood for days. One day blood won't remove that from my mind. I'll need many days blood at least to clear that. And if you have not faced such temptation, two things. You're either not yet successful, and number two, one day you will still face it even if you're not successful. One day along the line, So you better still just prepared. Just be prepared. It saved me. Even me as a man and as a pastor, I can't fool you that I'm on my A game every day. There's no human being like that. So it gives me security that my wife can see all my chats, whether on WhatsApp, Instagram, anywhere. She can see it. She can hear all my calls. My phone is fully cloned. If you call me, it's recorded and she can hear it. Her phone automatically screenshots my screen every 5 minutes or every... So if you look at the girl's picture too long, you give account of your stewardship. So why were you looking at this thing long like this? It's long. You see, transparency helps you in the day of temptation. If you know that there will be auditing of the account, even when you're pressured, you will not do it. Not because you're not pressured. Not because you don't... Oh, you think abroad... There's corruption abroad now. Hope you know that. Heavy corruption abroad. This is the issue that they have transparency. So if you are doing it, you know you're going to jail. Because they will audit it. And the person that audits it is those people that say, I'm sorry. When they say, I'm sorry. If a white person tell you, I'm sorry, it's finished. But here, the problem is that we are all tempted too, like them, but nobody's going to check it. No transparency, no system to check it. There, they are tempted. There's corruption abroad now. Those of you that are exposed and have traveled, you know what I'm talking about. Heavy trans, every crook, they're crooks like us now. Human beings, human being anywhere. The difference there is that they will catch you sooner or later. Not that people are not trying to steal. All the heavy criminals are from there now. Some there. Somebody get what I'm saying? So put the systems in place to save your life. There's a guy, a big pastor called Craig Rochelle. Some of you might know him. He's a big guy in America. He's a big pastor. At his level, he said there are two other people that have access to everything he does on his phone. Two people, not even his wife. He said two different people. So anything he's doing, those people can see it. Just that knowing helps him think straight. If your wife can see your screenshots, when you're feeling like browsing pornography, you will know she will see it. You'll be free forever. It helps. Transparency is the only way to get real integrity. Transparency. It's like a pastor. It's like for me to be the person that counts the money and keeps the money in church. I'm tempting myself. The day my rent is due, or the day there's no food at home. All stealing starts from borrowing. You borrow the union money, so I'll pay it back. I mean, that's how it is. And by then you borrow it, you know, because you now not have it, then you borrow on that one, then you borrow on that one. They just say, oh, boy, I'm not paying back. Let me just go borrow the whole account. I've never been the accountant of church. I've never been the one counting money or keeping money in church from day one. From day one. Never done it. Never been involved in record keeping for church money. So I'm free. Totally free from that. 20-something years. It's the best way for freedom. And anything that the church needs to give me as allowance, I am not the one that fixes it. There's a board of trustees. They fix it. If they feel, our pastor should go for training, we need to fix it. Our pastor should go for vacation. They fix it. The board of trustees fix it. If I fix it myself, I'll fix something very handsome. Because I need to go to the moon. That's my vacation. Give me 10 billion. That's what's killing Nigeria now. So senators just sit down and say, this is how much you want to earn. Rubbish. You can't fix your money now. You can't fix it. If you fix it, you fix anything you like. Somebody get what I'm saying? So somebody else fixes it. It's very simple.